Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. The third annual Write Vancouver will take place in a few weeks, giving West Coast writers a chance to learn more about their craft and the industry. One of the highlights will be a Friday night literary soiree, which will honor J.I. Packer, author of the classic apologetic Knowing God, and, quote, one of Canada's living treasures, end quote. With me on the phone tonight is author Bev Boisery, who is also the Word Guild's regional director and director of Write Vancouver. We'll talk to Bev in a few moments. But first, let's listen to Peace from the Are You Listening CD by Havenstance. Tonight's music has been chosen as a tribute to Havenstance member Mikey Fisher, who lost a four-year battle with cancer in late April. Mikey was a guest on Arts Connection over the years, talking about the band and his own personal struggles. Mikey will be missed, and our thoughts and prayers continue to go out to his family and friends. Now to our conversation with Bev Boisery. Good evening, Bev.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, along with your roles with the Word Guild and Write Vancouver, you're also an author yourself. When did your whole interest in writing begin?
Well, I have a PhD, so I was writing academically and specializing on in legal history and furthermore on the law of treason in historical cases, such as in the rebellions of 1837-38.
Mm-hmm.
And then a decade ago, God brought me into his kingdom and I became a Christian. And the gift he gave me was the ability to write novels. It sounds... But that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Now, in starting writing novels and that, what type of genre did you get into?
I write young adult novels. I guess my ideal reader is about 13. And my novels, of course, have a historical bent in them, so mm-hmm. sometimes I play around with time travel because I love going back into the past. And other times I talk about... Well, one talks about our current tendency to make people apologize for past actions. And my book talks about, yes, that's all very well. But, for example, what are we doing now?
Mm-hmm.
And that our descendants will have to apologize for.
Well, look,
I enjoy myself, and my books are reasonably well, so all in all, it's a wonderful gift for becoming a Christian.
Well, looking at that, is there sort of a crossover between what you were doing academically, with the historical writing and that, and how that's spilled over into what you're doing with your fiction, your young adult fiction?
I'd love to say writing is writing, but I think the only commonality is hard work and discipline.
Mm-hmm.
I think writing's a craft that can be taught. Otherwise, I wouldn't run writing conferences. I think writing is a craft that can be honed. And I think, by and large, the standard for Christian writing is relatively low compared to the standard for mainstream, because I first published... Dundurn was my publisher all along.
Mm-hmm.
And so published my legal history books as well as my young adult books. And so I think because I went to mainstream conferences and had a mainstream publisher, that I came looking at Christian publishing to say, hey, you know, let's get something going. Mm. It's not all that good. Now, I realize there are very good people there, but I'm saying, by and large, the standard is not so good.
Mm-hmm. Well, looking at that, who have been some of the influences on your writing?
Oh, the first influence is a woman nobody would have ever heard of. It's a woman called Claire Mallory. And in terms of the cadence of my style now, it's probably Nora Roberts. And in terms of adding detail, I listened hard to a friend in Montana called Kathy Tyers, who's a New York Times bestselling author. And I had a wonderful editor at Dundurn called Mark Cote, who now owns Cormorant Press, but when he worked for Dundurn, he was very harsh with me, and I learned a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did you get involved with the Word Guild?
Accident. Well, there's no accident, because God's got a plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
A friend told me about the Word Guild and said to put my work into it, my first novel, and it won. And then I felt guilty because I was taking money from them and I wasn't a member. So I joined up. It's basically that simple.
Well, when did you sort of take on the role of director of Write Vancouver then?
Okay, I did that 3 years ago. Because I was looking at my disposable money, and I had $100, and I could do three things with it. And one was renew my Word Guild membership. And I'm thinking, you know, there's nothing out here, so why would I do it? And then, like a bolt from lightning, I heard, you can run a conference. And I looked around, and yes, I could, and... For the very first year, all my friends were super, super good and chipped in. Like, one came from London, England, and Kathy Tyers came up from Montana and worked for free to get the conference started. So now we're in our third year, and we've added bits and pieces. We have a literary soiree on the Friday night, and this year it's taking the form of honoring Dr. J.I. Packer, and it's sold out at $55 a head, which I'm very relieved and grateful for.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get into some of the details on the conference in a couple of minutes. One of the questions I had for you, though, was in terms of getting Write Vancouver started, and this is the third year for it, What have been some of the challenges that you've had over the past couple of years with putting the conference on?
We have a conference out here called Surrey International Writers Conference, which pulls in between 600 and 800 writers from all over the world every October, and has an incredible number of presenters. And I'd gone to that even when I was writing legal history, because, as I said, writing's writing, and you can always learn. And so when I started to write this, I had a model in my head. I had friends across the writing spectrum. And the facility I use is great. They cannot do enough for us. And the challenge has been to interest people, but we have an incredible person on board called Deb Sears, who is widely known throughout the Christian community, and she's a media person. I'm not very good with social media, but Deb is, and she's gotten the word out. And so we've reached the point now where we've got a few people who come back. We've got a larger group that try us for the first time, and then they come back and we keep adding.
Well, what I want to do is on that, I'm going to take a quick break, and then we're going to continue our conversation with writer Bev Boisry and talk about this year's Write Vancouver. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Arts Connection, and you've been listening to Control from Haven Stance's Are You Listening CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Write Vancouver director and author Bev Boisry. Bev, this is the third Write Vancouver, just looking at, you mentioned the soiree honoring J.I. Packer. Who are some of the other speakers that have been at the conference over the last couple of years? And then we'll go into what's happening with this year's conference.
I would like to say one thing, first of all. The Word Guild has a prayer team, and I truly believe that without that prayer team, when I talk about, well, the problems are minimal, they mightn't be without that prayer team. I truly am very, very thankful for that. The number one benefit of belonging to the Word Guild is having the support of the prayer team and the knowledge that they have my back, and so does God. So I just wanted to clear up that I should have mentioned that. Now, as to speakers, We have a little family, you know, of people who will come and say, hey, Bev, what do you want me to do this year? You're quite content to do whatever they could. One is Mel Anastasio, who comes from London, England. One is Kathy Tyers, my friend from Montana, who drives up and comes for 3 weeks and does her and just renews her Vancouver ties. We have Diane Tucker, who has just published a fantastic book of poems called Bonsai Love. Marnie Wooding, who's got wide editorial experience with Zondervan and HarperCollins. And I know I'm missing out somebody important. But that is sort of like, so we have that family element that will come in, and then if there's a slot for them to teach or a slot for them to mentor, we'll just slide on into that. We had 3 people give a session last year and then went on to begin a literary quarterly of short stories. And of those, one is a sort of Christian. One is was anti-God, but is now willing to come to even the religious parts. And the other girl is a very firm and fine Christian called Susan Peters. Part of Write Vancouver is having sessions and having our bar raised high enough that people will come to it, not because they're Christians, but because they're writers. And so we try to take God out into the writing marketplace, so to speak. And there is a difference in the way Christian writers to each other that is very, very obvious to the eyes. It's an optic thing. You can tell the writers are different.
Mm-hmm. Looking at all of that, I know that one of the biggest challenges, and I know that there have been discussions at the Word Guild here and Write Canada that takes place in Guelph. What are some of the challenges that authors are facing these days? Is there anything different that's happening out in the Vancouver, BC area that's different from what may be happening in Ontario?
Well, I'm not exactly sure what's happening in Ontario, but out here, the main thing about publishing is what you know today is out of date tomorrow. The publishing model is being turned upside down, and what people thought last year would be the standard is no longer the standard. For example, ebook sales look like they've topped out at 25% of the market, which means 75% of the market is a print one, but getting into print becomes more and more difficult, and at the same time it becomes more and more easy. So one of the problems with publishing right now is that almost anybody can publish, and some of the biggest scams are in the writing market, and including the Christian writing market, where people will publish your book for X dollars, which excuse me, is a very inflated figure. Simon and Schuster's got a house that for $14,500 will guarantee that your book will come out. And it's when you do all the cutaway or their fine print, it's basically still a vanity thing that they're offering.
Right, and that goes back to one of the comments you made earlier about quality, and sometimes you don't get the quality of editing and the quality of layout, you know, unless you decide to put more money into this in order to bump it up. So writers are actually having to spend more to get their books out there and into the marketplace.
The issue about quality is important, and what is sad is that an author might self-publish 2 or 3 times and therefore has, quote, a base and, quote, a record, but because the writing's been unjuried, it's still poor, and so their confidence in their writing is like shifting on, it's built on shifting sands. And I've set up a publishing arm to try and help people get good books out very cheaply. And I'm dealing with an author right now who is resisting any change to style, historical accuracy, et cetera, because he's got this is his fourth book, and he thinks, it's an inflated sense of good writing he has.
Right. Well, looking at this and looking at these challenges, how does Write Vancouver come in and sort of make writers aware and make publishers aware of the various challenges and help them meet these challenges?
Okay. Part of that I can't answer because it's our third year. What we are doing is building a base and sharing knowledge. Like the first Write Vancouver, people were just sort of, oh, you're a Christian and you write too. It was sort of like really, really cute watching that kind of interaction happen. But out of that, we have people who have a lot of knowledge and are willing to share it. And we keep saying, before you sign any publishing contract, before you sign any contract, come to us and we'll help you through it.
That whole aspect of writers suddenly discovering there are other writers. I've been to Write Canada for a number of years, and that's one of the neat things where you see people coming in and suddenly finding out that there are other people that are just like them in terms of being writers. Well, we need to take a final break, and when we come back, we'll finish our conversation with Bev Boisery with Write Vancouver. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Never Change from the Are You Listening CD by Havenstance. Arts Connection's tribute to band member Mikey Fisher, who passed away after a long battle with cancer in late April. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Write Vancouver director Bev Boisery. Bev, looking at Write Vancouver, it takes place in Vancouver. Is it limited to people from BC?
Oh, no. We had people from Alberta, people at the very first one, and that number's now grown to about 20. And I can't tell you what percentage it is because Vancouverites are a late crowd. They always make their mind up the week before what they're going to do next week. So some we know that that Vancouver registration is yet to come, but the Alberta crew is about 15% now.
Mm-hmm.
We have somebody coming from Singapore. We've had people come from Quebec, Ontario, Washington State, Montana, and that's it. And then BC is, you know, quite big, so we have people coming from the interior as well.
Right. Well, what are you hoping that participants are going to take away with them this year?
First of all, a knowledge of how good God is, and secondly, a knowledge of that when they sit down to write on the Monday morning, they're going to be further ahead on their writing journey. Mm-hmm. That there'll be something that they've heard or been told or just figured out that's going to help them sit down on Monday, go back to their writing, and know exactly how they can get better.
Great. Where can people find out more information about Write Vancouver?
On the web, www.writevancouver.com. And we had an all-in price of $170, which included the Friday night dinner, but we've sold out the dinner, so that all-in price is gone, but everything else at the moment is open.
Great. Bev, thank you very much for your time tonight.
You're welcome. And all I would say in encouragement is the more you write, the better you become. There's a lot and lot of words in us that are rust that we just have to get out. Clean out before our writing becomes good.
Great. Thank you, Bev. Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Bev Boisery. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at www.selawministries.ca. That's www.selawministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, a production of Selaw Ministries, email robert@selawministries.ca or follow us on Twitter @Selaw13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.